Hundreds of senior students from one of Wellington's biggest high schools are being forced to study from home because their classrooms are riddled with toxic mould. The principal of Hutt Valley High Schools is blaming the Ministry of Education, saying officials have known about the problems for years and failed to act. Charlotte Cook reports.
From next term, Year 12 and 13 students will have to work from home for 2.5 days a week because there's not enough room for them at school. 2 weeks ago, teachers were given 30 minutes to clear their desks before shutting down and sealing off 13 classrooms, 3 bathrooms and a dance studio. This has left the school struggling for space to teach its 1,700 pupils, and it's resorted to holding multiple classes at a time in the hall and library. It's now decided it will have to send at least 500 senior students home. Parent Miranda Cross is furious.
We live in a society where we have a free education. I think the reality is that we all know that education is underfunded and has been for a long time. I think, you know, the expectations are that we can at least send our kids to school where they will receive an education. And I know that the school has been really struggling with infrastructure funding from the ministry for a long time.
Miranda Cross says parents are asked to pay an infrastructure donation on top of other fees because of chronic underfunding from the ministry. The school's head girl, Charlotte Leach, is feeling nervous about being back at home so soon after last year's COVID disruption. She says some students will struggle.
Yeah, it definitely is a bit challenging, yeah, to do it all again, and especially to be, you know, the only ones doing it, so not like the whole country's doing it, it's just us, which is, feels a little bit unfair sometimes.
Charlotte Leach says the classroom block, which is now sealed off, was horrible to be in and very cold in winter. The acting principal, Denise Johnson, has been at the school for 9 years and took over after the former principal, Ross Sinclair, died in December. She says he spent a decade fighting the ministry for more funding, and officials knew millions of dollars were needed to fix the leaking roof.
So the ministry, they have a company that they engage to do an assessment of a school, and that company determines what are the critical infrastructure needs of the school going forward, which would include things like roofing and aged piping and electrics, I suspect. That company assessed the school as needing $10 million, and yes, we weren't given $10 million.
That was a couple of years ago, but Ms Johnson says the school has provided numerous reports to the ministry officials asking for more money and has never got the amounts needed. She says now, finally, there appears to be action, but it's taken a crisis to get it.
Beyond angry, I'm upset. You know, we're tenants of this property. Ross Sinclair especially did the very, very best he could by his community. But you can't do what you can't do without the money that you're not given.
Year 12 student Caleb Robinson is okay with working from home, but worries how long it might go on for.
I think, yeah, not knowing how long it's going to be is a little bit concerning because it could be for a long time and it's going to disrupt quite a lot of people at school. But I think we're going to be able to learn to like work with it.
Denise Johnson says the ministry is currently considering re-roofing the classroom block to make it watertight and then carrying out a deep clean and regular air testing once it reopens. She expects that plan will go down like a lead balloon with staff and students. In Wellington for Morning Report, Charlotte Cook.